Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
Recently, I wrapped filming on my first Netflix TV show, which, yeah, thanks. Thanks, you guys, it was awesome. And in the show, I had to do my first ever sex scene. And I had to come, I had to orgasm in the scene. So much so that the first line of the scene is me saying, "Oh shit, I'm coming." Sorry, ladies, that means to finish. Yeah, yeah. All the men are like, "She's right, that's what it means." So I was talking to my husband about it, and I was like, you know, I've got to do this sex scene. He said, "Oh, how are you feeling about it?" I went, "Oh, I'm all right. I mean, I'm a little bit nervous because I have to come, I have to orgasm in it." And he went, "Oh, oh, oh, oh. What face are you going to pull?" And I was like, "I don't know, the one I pull twice a year? Fuck off." So I got to set and I met my scene partner and he was lovely and we were just talking through the scene and he said to me, "You know, is there anything that you don't want me to do?" And I went, "No, it's all right. Oh, actually, yeah. Is it okay if you don't fondle with my double chin as a kink? Is that okay?" He was more than okay with that, so that's good. Now, in the industry now, we have what's called intimacy coaches or intimacy coordinators, right? And they are fantastic. They are there to keep us safe from Harvey Weinstein, essentially. That's a big job. They're there to make sure, you know, that all our lettuce leaves are packed away and that everyone knows where they can and can't touch, right? And how hard they can and can't touch. And our intimacy coordinator was amazing. She was an ex-professional dancer who had finished a tour with Chicago the Musical, so she had some excellent tips for us, right? So in the scene, I had to be on top of him. And again, ladies, supposedly an option. On top. Because, you know, I just usually get into bed, lie on my side and wait, really. Not this time. I had to be on top. Like, what is this, some sort of exotic French film? So I'm on top of him and I turned to the intimacy coach and I was like, "Can you please come here for a second?" And she came over and I went, "What do I do with my face?" Because, like, I'm an actor, you guys. I know how to act. I know how to act that. But this is TV. I didn't know what to do. And she had the best tip for me. She said, "You know when you put a Q-tip in your ear?" Huh. Take it home, ladies! Take it home! This is my gift to you. All you girls are gonna get home tonight and your partners are gonna be like, hey, you wanna get into it? And you'd be like, yeah, I'll just get the Q-tips, mate. All you bitches are gonna DM me with photos like this. Q-tip, genius. So I've got my face sorted, ready to go. And we're there, and we had to rehearse it, right? And so we were kind of just shut up. We were going through the movements. Going through the movements and everything of it. And she came over to me and she was saying about my hips. She's like, at the moment, you're kind of like pushing forward a lot. Why don't you instead try like popping them back? Popping them back like that. And I went, who fucks like that? And she said, people that come. Oh, all these people that come. Oh, I'm fucking people that come. Oh, God. So we finished rehearsal and we're about to do a take. And as the director called action, she 5, 6, 7, 8ed me into it. I was like, all right, bitch, you didn't come to play. Let's fucking go, huh? So we're doing it and, it, you know, I felt awesome as well. I had all hair and makeup done. The lighting was amazing and it was a closed set, which means there was hardly anyone there. So we're kind of doing it. And I looked down and my scene partner was looking up at me going, you're doing great, sweetie. Thanks. So we're doing it. We got all different angles and everything. And the director called cut. And we're all like, yay, we did it. Because to be honest with you, I was actually really nervous about it. Because, you know, you hear horror stories about this sort of stuff. But I have to say, it was a really positive experience for me. I felt really looked after and really safe. And actually just felt really kind of liberated at the end of it. So I'm one of the executive producers on the show, and I asked if they could just send me just a little edit that night. And yeah, they did. I sent it over that night. I got home, got it all set up, and poured myself a little glass of wine. And I started watching it. Oh my God. I don't know what happened. Honestly, I thought I was giving my best, like, Demi Moore, like, striptease vibes. I wasn't. I looked like a fucking terrier trying to hump a tennis ball. My husband had every right to be worried about what face I was going to pull. The only way to describe what face I was pulling was like a silent machine gun, like,
Stream Celeste Barber, Fine Thanks, only on Netflix.